Welcome to Men Power Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over the age of 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Men Power Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. Let me start by wishing you, your family, and friends happy holidays. Are you in the holiday spirit yet? This is the time of year for hanging out with your friends and sharing your good fortune. Are you looking forward to the smell of cooking while you're watching the ball games or simply playing catch up with your loved ones? I can smell the aroma of my mom's kitchen just by thinking about all the good times we've shared there. If you're not driving, here's what I want you to do. I want you to escape for a few minutes by thinking about the best holiday that you've ever had. If you're driving, either pull over or wait until you've reached your destination before you complete this exercise. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take 3 deep breaths, and on the third breath, close your eyes. 1, 2, 3. Close your eyes and see from your mind's eye that special time. Listen to the sounds from your memory, of the laughter, the music, or the atmosphere of where you were at that particular time. Was it when you were a child and received your first bike? Or maybe it was from your first vacation with friends. Reach back and remember that time. Can you see the smiling faces? Can you feel the smile that's on your face as you enjoy this brief moment in time? Now slowly open your eyes and make a promise to yourself that you will make this year a very special memory for someone else. In my opinion, you can make special memories without spending a ton of money. Put your creative imagination to work and challenge yourself to make special memories for, let's just say, $25, a small budget, $25. Here's an idea for you. Visit the local dollar store and select one gift for everyone you're planning to visit. Now, this may take a little time, but when you're in the store, I want you to think of the person's personality and match that gift to that person. After you've purchased your gifts, take a few minutes and gift wrap them yourself, and you're all set. You should be able to have at least 15 gifts, and you'll be surprised as to how many hearts you will touch by this simple gesture. For many people, the holidays are stressful because of past events or even current events that's impacting their lives in a negative way. Maybe they're down because of their personal situation, or maybe they're internalizing all of their issues. Here's something I can remember from a good friend of mine. He used to tell me, when you think you're in your darkest hour, lift your head, open your eyes, and look around. When you really look around, you'll see just how blessed that you really are. There's always plenty to be thankful for, even though you may not want to admit it. Now, last show, you listed your goals and your plans for reaching those goals. Aren't you happy to have designed your blueprint and now you have no excuses for not taking action? Over the last 2 weeks, what specifically have you accomplished? Grab your pen and paper. If you haven't written down your successes, let's write them down now. See how many successes you've actually accomplished over the last 2 weeks. Write them down. Now, here's one I really want to share with you because personally, I was able to wear a pair of slacks that were too small 3 weeks ago. I went 6 days without eating dessert. And also, I found out how hard it is to chew each bite 50 times. I never made it. 40 was the high number for the week on chews. What were your successes? Are you writing them down? What steps did you take on your action plan? Those are successes. Write them down. What were your challenges? Did you recognize any new issues, or did you find yourself eliminating possible issues ahead of time and moving forward? isn't it amazing that when you focus on where you're going, that the picture becomes clearer and the path more direct? As Napoleon Hill said in his classic book, Think and Grow Rich, thoughts which are mixed with any of the feelings of emotions constitute a magnetic force which attracts from the vibration of the ether other similar or related thoughts. I invite you to study the chapter on faith to better understand how when you focus on any idea, plan, or purpose, write it down and repeat it day after day, the vibrations will reach your subconscious mind. Once it's in your subconscious mind, things will start happening and you'll have no idea why they're happening. In the chapter, we're instructed to, quote, throw off the influence of any unfortunate environment and build your own life to your order, end quote. Dr. Hill shares this self-confidence formula to follow. It's a 5-step formula, and I'm going to repeat each step 2 times so you can make sure you get it all down on paper. You have your pen and paper. Are you ready? Step 1. I know I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now render such action. I know I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now render such action. Step 2. I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward, physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Step 3. I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to the demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Step 4. I have clearly written down the description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Step 5. I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity because I know that negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity because I know that negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula and commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will be a self-reliant and successful person. The law of auto-suggestion works even though it's baffled scientists for all ages. It will lift you up or pull you down according to the way you've decided to use it. If you do not have a copy of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, you owe it to yourself to invest in this book. I find something new in it every time I read this book, even though I'm constantly reading the book over and over again. Your confidence is there for the world to see. So make a point of sharing with others and helping them become more confident in whatever they're doing. Lend your support. Give them a tip. Share your knowledge. Share your resources. Help them have the confidence that you have yourself. I invite you to share this broadcast with your friends and family as we are looking forward to 2009 and invite you to share your experiences with our network. Send your ideas, your thoughts, your comments to menpowerradio.com. That's www.menpowerradio.com. Today, I'm going to close with a tribute to a friend and a fellow drag racer who passed on Friday. Leslie Wolford enjoyed drag racing and he shared his love for the sport with anyone that was willing to listen. He offered tons of encouragement and technology to me early in my drag racing career. Leslie was always there to offer support and to critique me on my driving. He'd come over after a run and tell me what I did right, what I did wrong, what I could do to improve for the next run. He'd keep me up to date on the technology. He'd keep me up to date on who was doing what and who was running fast. I wish the world had more people like Leslie. Hopefully, you're sharing your life with others, and through actions of kindness and support, you're impacting their lives. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with, live like there's no tomorrow. Enjoy life. Have fun.